Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a lot happening in Matthew's description of the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River. It's all according to God's designs. John the Baptist seems quite reluctant to do so, sort of asking, "Are you sure about this?" Our Lord insists, and he says to do so in order to fulfill all righteousness, which reveals that Jesus goes into the water, not to be cleansed, but to cleanse all water for the sake of our baptism. Once he emerges from the water, the heavens are opened and we get a glimpse of the glory of the Trinity. The voice of the Father and the Holy Spirit descends upon him. From this point forward, his baptism, our Lord Jesus goes on mission. He immediately lets the Holy Spirit lead him into the desert to do battle against the evil one for 40 days. He begins to preach the kingdom. He's healing people, both physically and spiritually sick. And he's calling and forming his apostles, all for the sake of salvation. This feast of the baptism of the Lord is worthy of our reflection and prayer, but also a time to reflect and pray about our own baptism, whether it took place in our infancy or later in life. And just like at Jesus' baptism, there's a lot going on at our baptism, all according to God's designs. Unlike Jesus, our baptism, we do need to be cleansed of both original sin and personal sin. At our baptism, our soul is marked for Christ and filled with divine grace, which is the very life of the Trinity. And by that grace, we are adopted as sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. And from that point on, our baptism, we share in Christ's divine life. It's as if we're grafted onto him, which means we not only share his divine life, we share Christ's identity and we share Christ's mission. This is where the gift of grace becomes a task, but only as an invitation. Our Lord never forces a response. Our Lord deeply desires that we share his mission, but not as individuals. He establishes a church, the new and eternal covenant, his bride and mystical body. His church also will go and do battle against the evil one to preach the kingdom, to heal, to call, to form, to save, to be a light to the nations, a revelation of God's saving work in our midst. So the task of this parish is to assist each and every member of the baptized to live their baptismal grace and to live their baptismal mission, to be on mission together. Time and time again, the Holy Spirit descends upon this place and we're drawn into the inner life of God. And because of this, our parish continues to grow. And we should not be surprised at this. Every soul was made for God. And we've gotten to the point where here at St. Louis de Montfort, anytime we gather as a parish family in Craig Woolley Hall, we're crowded. So often, if we stop into the Adoration Chapel during the day to pray, we're crowded. So often, almost every weekend, at the 9 o'clock Mass, the 11:30 Mass, now the Vigil Mass on Saturday nights, we're crowded. Like to spend time after Mass in the narthex, we're crowded. So, 2 years ago, a long-range planning committee of parishioners was formed to help construct a 15-year master plan for our parish campus. It's not just an effort to do a building project. That plan was created to live our mission effectively, to be a light to the nations. And so, with the input of literally hundreds of parishioners, feedback from our parish council and our finance council, this weekend we officially launch the Growing Together Toward Heaven capital campaign. It will be a 3-year campaign with a goal of $15 million. This campaign will enable us to build a new expanded church and a new expanded adoration chapel. We'll go from a church that barely seats 700 to a church that comfortably seats 950 people. We'll go from an adoration chapel that maybe seats 5 or 6 to an adoration chapel that fits 40 people, enough room for an entire classroom of students or a whole chirp group or a whole Bible study group. And as a result, this current church will become a social hall over 3 times the size of Craig Woolley Hall, making more room for people at our parish celebrations, at things like our Mary's Way dinners, and for school performances. We realize that $15 million is a big number, and I'm firmly convinced that it will take each and every parish family to help, to be a part of this, and even to give sacrificially. But I do believe we can reach this goal and even surpass it, and we might need to, because this project will cost more than our goal. But I'm excited to share with you today that we have already had $10 million pledged to this campaign, which tells we have incredible momentum. It tells us not only is there momentum financially, but when I sit down with parishioners who give their pledge, they're excited about the mission and the future of this parish. When I sat down to take time and discern my own pledge, I should stop here and address the rumor. It was not me who gave the $10 million pledge. Squelch that rumor right now. But when I began to discern my pledge, I knew that this was going to be above and beyond what I tithe to this parish regularly and what I offer annually to the diocesan CMA effort. But I had to grapple with, what does it mean to give a sacrificial gift? And I just share with you the fruit of my own prayer. In my own case, I determined that that will mean that either I will adjust my spending habits for the next 3 years, or I will change my savings plan for the next 3 years, or both. And that's what sacrificial means for me. This campaign isn't simply about making more room. That's a big part of it. We're pursuing designs for our new church that will have an elevated sense of beauty that draws the soul to God, so that it's evident that at each and every Mass, the glory of the Trinity is being revealed and the life of heaven is breaking in. We wish to have a church that teaches the faith in its very walls, that it would instruct all who walk into the church about salvation history, the life of Christ, and the tradition of the saints. So after Mass today, I invite each one of you to join us in Craig Woolley Hall just for a few minutes to watch a 6-minute campaign video that's incredible, to hear briefly from one of our campaign general chairs, and to have your questions answered by campaign volunteers. And if that's not enough, we have snacks and drinks for you. You can also expect to receive in the mail this week a letter from me, a beautiful brochure of information about the project, and instructions on how you can make your pledge and contribution. There's a lot happening here at St. Louis de Montfort, and we believe it's all a part of God's designs. This isn't just a project of a committee or the pastor's project. This is simply a parish attempting to live its mission. A mission to do battle against the evil one, to preach the kingdom, to heal, to form, to save, to be a light to the nations. It's a mission to live our baptismal grace, our baptismal identity, and our baptismal mission.